in case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Ragini Michaels, who speaks internationally about finding happiness and inner peace. Today on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. So we're going to talk about how you become aware that you are perhaps guilty, making your kids or friends or family feel guilty or shameful. Because it doesn't, you know, as we said before in the earlier segment, it really is not really good for their self-worth. Right. Mm-hmm. So, Ragini, what are some ways that we can actually be conscious when we're guilting our children? I know finger wagging is the most obvious.
You can't miss finger wagging.
Finger wagging is one that's obvious.
True. Well, the first thing you can start to be aware of, there are several clues that you can start listening to in your own language. Obviously, the finger wagging is a physical thing that you do. Another thing that we do is we say the proverbial, you should. Mm-hmm. You have to. You must. Why didn't you? Okay, but if you just start listening for should, how many times in a day a person uses should is fairly phenomenal. The first time you become aware of how often you use should, most people are really shocked.
Okay, let's just practice this. You should take out the garbage, honey. You must take out the garbage today because the garbage man is coming. You need to do that. Why didn't you take out the garbage? What were you thinking when you didn't take out the garbage? Is this what you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. So the implication in every single one of those, not actually said, mm-hmm. but implied, and we all receive implications very, very well. Our unconscious process is designed to pick up those clues and cues that are not actually in the direct words mm-hmm. that you're speaking.
Yeah.
So the message there is, you didn't do the right thing.
Right. Take out the garbage.
And when you said, what's wrong with you? The question that with the implication is there is something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Obviously, because if there weren't, you would have taken out the garbage when I asked you.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of guilting that goes on without actually saying you should feel bad about this.
Right.
But that actually is what the communication is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you just want the person to take out the garbage, you say, hun, please take out the garbage.
Well, that's so simple.
Well, you may have someone who you've asked 14 times and they've refused to do it. So normally what we do is we then switch to guilt and shame.
Right.
As a way to get the person to accomplish the task we want them to.
Yeah, it's a form of manipulation. It's a way to manipulate someone into doing what you want to do. Guilting
Absolutely.
And shaming, applying some standard of you should,
right.
Who's the should that says, well, you and society, right? That's like the hidden message behind it, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we're supposed to be clean. No trash in your house.
And if you don't do that, you're wrong. And that is where the self-esteem starts to get battered a little bit and where it eventually can hit down your actual sense of self-worth.
Yeah.
And that there's actually something wrong with you if you hear it enough. So saying you should is one thing. Blaming someone else for your bad feelings is another time when you can end up guilting and shaming someone. And the problem with that is instead of being, unless you're aware that you actually are responsible for your own feelings.
Right.
And nobody else actually makes you feel anything.
Right.
That's actually not the way it works. And this is
right.
a very, very, very subtle,
right.
powerful thing to become aware of.
Right.
And it changes lives almost more than anything else when you truly grasp that whatever you feel, you have to deal with. And not somebody else. Now, somebody else, it's like flicking a light switch on. You know, somebody else
right.
can reach in the dining room and flip on the light switch, and now you have light to deal
right.
with.
Right. I mean, so parlaying onto this example, it's mm-hmm. When you don't take out the garbage, it makes me feel crazy, like mm-hmm. we're untidy, right?
So that's right. You're blaming me for what you feel.
Yeah.
This is a form, and you're saying you shouldn't do that. The hidden should is in that blame.
Right.
Okay? You shouldn't make me feel bad, so change your behavior.
Right.
So it's really important to understand that guilt and shame are a form of trying to manipulate people to do what you want so you don't have to feel bad.
Right. So you don't have to feel bad about asking them to do it.
You don't have to feel bad about asking them to do it.
Because it's a societal. But I actually think taking out the garbage is the law someplace.
Probably in Germany.
In the woman's handbook, it's probably a law. What are other things that we do to make people feel guilty and shameful?
Well, you can tell someone just straight out, you're a bad person for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bad boy. You're a bad girl. You're a bad woman. You're mm-hmm. a stupid man. I mean, things where you make judgments of people, mm-hmm. where you say you are bad, you are stupid. I mean, one phrase from a teacher, you're stupid, and that's it for somebody for their whole life.
So true, isn't it? That's the sad thing.
And that is part of guilting, and you're guilting someone and shaming them. In that case, it's more shame when you say somebody directly, you are X, mm-hmm. you are incompetent, you are bad, you mm-hmm. are unworthy, you are stupid, you're ugly, you're mean person, you're mean hearted.
I feel so awful just hearing all these things.
Well, actually, the intention of saying all that is to try and get you to do what I want you to do.
I know, but you know, when you just even, like, saying those slew of things made me just sink on the inside. So that really is, did any of you out there do that too, where you just heard those things and you're like, you know, it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good. And another way, one of the other ways that you can be aware that you are guilting and shaming someone else is when you compare someone to someone else. Yeah. Like with parents do it with, why aren't you like your big brother?
Right.
Okay. And why can't you make grades like your sister? Or why aren't you athletic and out there being social like your older brother? You know, things like
that. Or even friends.
Or even friends.
Yeah, you know, I notice how so-and-so does that. Why don't you do that too?
Right.
Right. Those comparisons are not really helpful because all of them get you to feel less than.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically it's doing things like, why should you? If you think of anything else, think of that one. Should.
Yeah.
Blaming someone for your bad feelings. Right out telling someone something very negative about themselves. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one is comparing someone to someone else.
Yeah.
Those are ways in which you can become aware that you personally have just engaged in an effort to guilt or shame someone so that they will do what you want them to do.
And just to be clear, we're not trying to guilt and shame the audience to not guilt and shame. I understand the hypocrisy of all of this. The key thing here is to be aware and then be able to make choices and know that the choices have consequences. And the consequences of this type of language choices, I think, are to make someone feel less than. So the real issue is, how do we come up with different kind of language choices when we want people, we don't want to manipulate them, we don't want them to feel bad. So what do we say instead? So what I wanted to do is role model some things.
Okay.
One of the classic is the friend that never shows up on time.
Okay.
To your dinner party, to a meeting, whatever. So, Ragini, I'm going to be the person who doesn't show up on time, even though I am very punctual. However, I will play this person. Not to guilt and shame you who are out there who are on time. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna rush into Ragini's the picture. Here's the scenario. Ragini is sitting at a restaurant by herself. I'm 15 minutes late. I rush in. Oh, Ragini, I am so sorry. I'm sorry I'm late. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
I appreciate that. I got you sorry. I'd be really nice if you'd be on time next time.
Okay. I'm really sorry. The traffic was so awful.
Yeah, I know the traffic can be bad, and yet it'd be really nice if you'd be on time next time, if you'd make an effort, leave early or whatever.
Okay. Now, the picture is, a month later we get together for dinner. Yet again, I'm now 10 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you come over. Oh, Ragini, oh God, I'm so sorry. So sorry. You know what happened? My son had this thing right before I left the door, and I had to tie his shoes and he forgot his backpack. And anyways, I'm sorry I'm late.
I appreciate that. You know, things happen, schedules get messed up. But the thing for me is when you're late like that, then it messes up my schedule. You know, because I rush to get here and I have something else to do after dinner. So it's going to cut back our time together, but I just want you to know that it kind of messes up my schedule when you're late like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. But next time, I hope you'll be on time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now, since it may be kind of hard for this person to change their behavior, we've got the third scenario. Because people, doesn't this really happen in real life? You know, I mean, this happens several times. I had a friend who did this to me probably 30 times until I just got explosively angry. But let's not try to do that. Let's try to do what happens the third time. Again, another scenario. We've decided to go for coffee. I'm running late. Oops. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Let's do the, let's actually wrap this up. But let's do the third scenario, and then let's wrap up quickly to just say what we were trying to do is, one, make you aware of when you are actually making others feel guilt and shame. And then what we were doing is just doing a quick scenario so you actually have some words and behaviors that you can do when you're encountering someone who's breached your boundary. So when we get back, we'll actually hear Ragini's three strikes, you're out scenario. We'll be right back.